United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with the Marty Paich Dectet. Yours truly, John Milton Kennedy, and today starring Mel Torme. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Kennedy, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for savings bonds, presented as a contribution of this station in the public interest. Now more than ever, savings bonds are the ideal way to save. They earn higher interest, mature sooner, and as always, they're fully protected against loss or theft. Buy savings bonds, your shares in America. Now it's my pleasure to present today's bright young star, Mel Torme. Mel opens our show with Lulu's Back in Town.
You've heard about Margie, heard about Dinah, heard about Susie, but Lulu, gotta get my old tuxedo pressed, gotta sew a button on my vest, cause tonight I gotta look my best. Lulu's back in town, gotta find a half a buck somewhere, polish up my shoes and slick my hair, gotta get myself a boot in there. Lulu's back in town. You can tell all my pets, all my Harlem coquettes, Mr. Otis regrets that he won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call, I ain't coming home until the fall, I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town. I gotta get my tuxedo vest, gotta sew a button on my vest, tonight I gotta look my best, because of Lulu. I gotta find a few bucks somewhere, polish up my shoes and slick my hair, gotta get myself a boutonniere, because of Lulu. You can tell all my pets, all my blondes and brunettes, Mr. Otis regrets that he just ain't gonna be around. You can tell my friends not to call, I ain't coming home till the fall, I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town, Lulu's back in town, Lulu's back in town.
Thank you, Mel. Nice work. And welcome to Guest Star.
Well, thank you, John.
This is your first visit to the show, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and I'm really enjoying myself. I mean, fine studio, wonderful orchestra, bright, smiling faces in the booth over there, and the affable John Kennedy talking about saving bonds. Listen, this show's got everything.
Well, thanks for those kind words, Mel. Now, how about the affable Mel Torme giving us another song?
Okay, John. Here's a tune that's one of my great favorites, accompanied by the Marty Paich Dectet, a great standard, When the Sun Comes Out.
Stop living if she should.
funny. It's not always peaches, cream, and honey. Just when everything looked bright and sunny, suddenly the cyclone came. I'll never be the same till the sun comes out and the rain stops beating on my window pane. If my heart holds out, let it rain and let it it may not be long before there's a knocking at my door, and you'll know the one I love walked in when the sun
You sing just great.
Well, thanks, John, but... Oh, brother, what grammar. You sing just great?
What? I know. I should have said mellifluously, but I have trouble with those long words.
I see. That's why you threw me that tough line in the script. You know, the one I mean about complete freedom from market fluctuations. Now, just what does that mean, anyway?
That means United States savings bonds, Mel. It means you don't have to read the market page to know how much your bonds are worth. You always get back everything you put into them, plus accumulated interest. They're guaranteed all the way. Principal, interest, everything. By Uncle Sam himself.
Well, that's a pretty fair guarantee, if you ask me. On top of that, if your bond should get lost or be destroyed, the Treasury will replace them without charge. They're safer than money, and yet they can always be turned into cash in a hurry in case of an emergency.
And savings bonds are so easy to buy. At your bank or through the automatic payroll savings plan where you work.
Right. So, friends, what are we waiting for? Let's all buy savings bonds. They're an investment in your own future, your shares in America.
Right you are, Mel. Now, suppose you and I take a little breather while the Marty Page Dictet entertains us with From Now On.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marty. That's a nice, fresh sound. Now, Mel, we have just time enough to give one more song the Torme treatment. What's it going to be?
Well, it's a favorite of mine, a great Marty Paich arrangement. I think our listeners might enjoy hearing it. It's called The Lady is a Tramp.
Papapia, papapia. She's wined and dined on mulligan stew, never wished for turkey, as she hitched and hiked and drifted to, from Maine to Albuquerque. Alas, she missed the Bozarts bar, and what is twice as sad, she was never at a party where they honored Noel Cadd. But social circles spin too fast, you see. Her whole Bohemia is the place to be. She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She loves the theater but never comes late. She'd never bother with people she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. Don't go to crap games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Won't dish the dirt for the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She loves that free plush, wind in her hair, life without care. She's broke, that's so, hates California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. In her jeans, loves pork and beans. She gets stares, but who cares? Can't make Lombardo, digs Basie and hat. That's why the lady is a tramp. The lady is a tramp. The lady.
I've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for United States Savings Bonds, which today starred Mel Torme. The time for this program is donated by this station every week in the public interest. The Treasury Department thanks your station and Mr. Torme for their contribution to the Savings Bonds program. Next week, we'll be back again with another famous guest and more good music, so we hope you'll be with us. Until then, this is John Kennedy saying so long, and suggesting that you share in America as millions of others do by buying United States savings bonds every month.